What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode here. Let's talk about it with your host, DJ Sync. And I got my co-host, J-Mo, and my boy, Giggs, to the right and to the left. What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, my guy?
Gig, I already told you, we're coming with the shits tonight. So you might as well go ahead and get it generating. It's going to be a hot topic. Ladies and gentlemen, joining the show, we got Scott G, my homeboy, and we got Big Sam in the house.
Diesel in the building.
I need the other board so I can put the hand clap, so I don't have that. So I'm going to do this. Thank you, fellas, for joining in the conversation. J-Mo, your ass over there clapping like a whole deacon in the church.
Clapping like I'm in a strip club right now up at Pantheon. Oh, shit.
Not clapping. You got to throw the money. Throw the money.
You clapping in the strip club. I'm never mind.
I ain't throwing no money. I'm just clapping because I like
Pantheon. They got some good entertainment there and some fire ass lamb chops.
Absolutely.
We need to do a show in there. I'm down
man.
For it.
Oh my god.
Man, we
don't tease us with a good time, please. Listen.
Hey, we might have to go into during the happy hour. It's still crowded, but less crowded than that night.
Oh, definitely a day shift.
Yeah, definitely a day shift. Giggs, you're gonna have to set that up.
What? I don't work outside the strip clubs no more. I'm delivered.
Hey, first off, my nigga Dev said when we going. So shit, we can set a date.
We taking a whole House of Sync field trip to Pantheon.
Oh shit. Damn, like,
work, church, and home. That's all I do, y'all. Work, church, and home. I don't know nothing Sam. About that House of Hill repute.
You know what? Hold on. I got the perfect title for the flyer. It's going to be Blunts, Boobs, and Boobs. Blunt, Boobs, and right. Boobs. That's perfect for that field trip.
Yeah, you're going to fill that place up with that one, brother.
Yeah. I think that we might need to go ahead and put, I'm going to have to put me a dispensation in so I can go ahead and have this part.
Not this person. Shit. You stupid as hell, man.
God help us tonight. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Shit, who birthday coming up so we can go and just be like, it's your birthday. It's
your birthday. Yeah, listen, they ain't gotta we can lie and say it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, who just said tits, Tito's, and tips?
That's so
good. Rhonda crazy. I like that.
That's gonna be part two there.
I ain't know the K's wrong like that, but she
old school, man. She the old K. That's back when they could do stuff like that back in the day.
Listen, I want to give a special shout out to all of the members of House of Sync. We see y'all chiming in. Y'all got that there. It's rocking.
Man, we appreciate y'all for real. I mean, hey, I can't comment on the groups, on the posts all the time, but y'all got it rocking. House of Sync. We got merch y'all can purchase, and we just getting it in.
Hey, I'm holding it up. I done put that link out. Y'all better get one of these Let's Talk About It podcast t-shirt. So we're going to post that link again. That helps to support the show to keep us going with up and keeping up with the shenanigans. And somebody got some feedback on their phone. Scott, what you got, an Android? Bruh.
No, I got an iPhone. Don't do me like that.
Okay.
Hey, let him know, Scott. Hey, he said, don't play.
Hey, let him know. iPhone's running
this shit. Man, we just started. Didn't we get started? Come on, let me early.
Already coming out early. Listen, I figured that
welcome
you
to the show, my guy.
A few times, you know.
Welcome to the show. Lit.
Hey, you know, I got my drink. Don't judge me.
So I know damn well that I'm ain't no local.
For Loco.
Wow, dude,
For Loco.
You know what? It's 13.9% now.
Almost died one time drinking
13.9%. Dog, J-Mo, that Four Loko is like Mad Dog 2020, dog.
Man.
Nigga, hey, like I said,
it gets me right. It gets me right. I don't need to be too lit, and I don't need to be not underlit. You know, it gets me right there. I just need one.
Oh, your ass got a high tolerance. because I don't see how you could be right with Four Loko and a blunt.
Hey, but, your tolerance, oh, your tolerance is high is Jesus at the pearly gates. If that's the
hey,
case.
You feel me? I just seen him there a couple times.
Don't tell nobody that shit. J-Mo, he back there like, beam me up, Scotty.
Man, hey, you feel me?
Like, hey, in the Bible, it did say there was some burning bush. Now, it never said what kind it was, but let's move on.
We know what it is.
They was making blunt wraps out of papyrus.
Yep.
Hey, shout out to my nigga Corey Edge. He said he gonna arm wrestle everybody.
Hey, Giggs, Chamberlain, we're gonna have to get a gift basket for Corey. We're gonna have that bitch filled with Four Lokos.
Four Lokos and blunt wraps, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, he ain't gonna fuck with that. That's my guy, man. I already know what Corey gonna fuck with.
Hey, in a personalized card signed by me, because you, hey,
drink on. That's cool. That's cool. Sam, yeah. What's happening? Listen, we got Big Sam on the podcast. I can't believe it.
He's Big in the
Sam
building.
In the building.
We work a lot.
It's my pleasure. Yeah, I do, man. But you know, I make time for my press.
For sure, for sure, man. Definitely appreciate you being on tonight, man.
No, man, absolutely. My pleasure being on here. And shout out to all you brothers, man. Y'all doing some good shit. And definitely on the group, man. I wake up in the morning. First thing I do is hit it. Let me see what. Hey, man. Niggas be on some bullshit.
Hey, man. We just try to give the people what they want, man. We're going to wake up on some bullshit because the audience be on bullshit. And
it be a good
time, I ain't going to lie. Man. I appreciate that shit. Y'all be on bullshit. Hell I can't yeah, comment bro. As much as I like, but we be on the bullshit.
Mick, that's you that got that feedback. I'm not sure.
Nah. If
you got
that. Mm-mm, my point.
When I mute you, it's gone.
So that might be me, but
that's Giggs.
Oh, okay.
All right. We want to send prayers to one of our biggest supporters and moderator of the House of King, Danielle. She got COVID, so y'all make sure y'all send some prayers.
Oh, snap.
Prayers. Matter of fact, I just looked at the thing, and I know before I was a pet owner,
mm-hmm.
I used to be like, how do people as family members having a pet? I can see how he's like family. So shout out to you, Sink, on the loss of your dog Caesar. I realize how that shit is or whatever, because I got a little dog. Yeah, that motherfucker get on my nerves. Mm-hmm. But if anything was to happen to him, yo, I'd probably be sad as hell too.
I'm trying not to be sad. This was like the worst experience that I have ever kind of went through. Watching something that you love. I know people don't be like, damn, you wasn't feeling that way about some other people that died. But with the dog, I was one of those people that didn't want a pet. So when I got Caesar, I fell in love with the dog. And just having him there at the house every day, talking to him, I swear like this dog had been here before. Like he understood everything I would tell him, trained to the T. He went to obedience school, so he knew every command, like dog. He was like the perfect dog for me. And so he passed away this Sunday. He had gastrointestinal cancer. And I was there with him when he took his last breath. And so he kind of just laid in my lap, looked at me, and then his last breath, and then he was gone.
Definitely understand, man, because I got him into the schnauzer, and I know how my daughter and my wife loves on him.
Mm-hmm.
If something was to happen to Kobe, I already know how they would be feeling. And my dog is my guy. As much as I hate to be walking him after I come home from working all that shit. But when you see a dog and the way he just look, and the way he just look back at you, like, I'm really, he like, low key, I really fucks with you. Or whatever, man. So I get it, man. Salute to you, man.
Yeah,
and I went through it too, man. I know it's not easy.
I got to figure out what it is.
Yeah,
go ahead, Sam.
I held my dog when he took his last breath, man. And I was in the vet's office crying like a little bitch, man. But it's a family member, bro.
Yeah, he's a family member.
More than just a pet. It's more than just a pet, you know?
They sometimes be the best family member. They be the family member that don't give you no lip.
Facts.
Definitely.
Give you no lip. I'm in charge.
Right.
Hey, man. Low key, man. My God, Scott, man. I can agree with you. As a nigga who's married and got a kid, I'm outnumbered over here, dog. I'm glad that my dog is a guy, so I can be like, hey, you know what I'm going through. And he just look at me, he's like, and he be like, yep, nigga, I already know what you're going through.
You can hear his thoughts. He be like, yeah, you feel me, you understand.
Like, I understand what you're going through.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. So before we get into the topic today, tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about certain things that females do that's a turnoff to guys. But before then, Greece, I know that you had something that you wanted to share before we got into the conversation.
Yeah, yeah. What's happening? So with everybody, all of us being men, what are some love languages that you have that you struggle with providing to a partner? Right. So we know what we like as far as how we want to be loved. But like, you know, the five love languages, you know, acts of service, words of affirmation, gifts, quality time, physical touch, all that. Like which of those do you have an issue with giving to someone else that's kind of a struggle for you?
Oh, can I start?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right.
You got the high hand, J-Mo?
Don't give me the high hand. All right. When doing these, I even did the love language test. I kind of like even across the board, because I'm just like one of those people. I'm like, I can give you everything. I mean, I can give you certain percentages of what you like. Excuse me. Now, my wife, she's almost like 100% physical touch or whatever. With me, my job, shit that I do or whatever. And I ain't going to put it on the shit that I do. Mm-hmm. I know I could be more physically intro, and it could be anything such as like holding her hand in public. Like, she's highly on physical touch. Or whatever. So, like, I try to make it as, like, when we go out, I hold her hand, put my arm around her waist, and all of that. But a lot of the stuff is kind of like what you see when I grow up. Now, with us, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, with us five being together, I might be the oldest or whatever. Coming up, my parents... And like before my pops passed away, my parents was married over 40 something years. And even in my lifetime, I still didn't see my parents, you know, with the love language stuff or whatever. So me being with Andrea and all that other stuff, I'm kind of used to it, but I can only go from what I know. So like, okay. Like my parents didn't joke around a lot. Like when my father did, God bless his soul, when he did joke around a lot, my mom didn't care for it. So with me with Andrea, I'm petty, or whatever, but I kind of let my pettiness Gigs go. Like, so I kind of let my I'm petty as fuck. I kind of let my pettiness 100%. Go so far or whatever, and I try not to aggravate her. But I know at the same time, when we at functions, especially Masonic or Shrine or whatever, because I know we got these other people here that's guests, so I might attend to their needs more than my wife, and I really don't mean to or whatever, but it kind of like, it kind of just like happens, kind of like it is what it is, because it's like, hey, I already know whatever event you're going to show up, but I don't know if these people are going to show up, so let me attend to them more. And I kind of get it. I hear from it all the time or whatever. So I kind of do that. So I kind of do that balance, like when we're out, you know, I kind of like hold her hand, turn, kind of like to attend to her needs and all that stuff. But it is kind of hard just off the base of, and I don't believe in that horoscope stuff. Like, I'm a Libra, she's a Scorpio, so I try to balance the harmony of everybody since I'm a Libra and all that other stuff.
Okay.
I don't really believe in that, but I kind of do that shit because I'm like, hey, I kind of want you to spend this bread at the end of the day. So it is what it is.
We got a couple of comments. Angelique, she says that her love language is acts of service and physical touch for sure. And then you got April. She says that her love language is physical touch, quality time, acts of service, and I have more than one. Okay, dear, for your more than one.
And like, yeah, I think, go ahead, Jamal.
And all right, shit. My love language is like acts of service. It's just like, you know, like, you understand what I did or whatever. I'm not expecting you when I come home to have the full house clean or whatever. I mean, because I know my wife's job is, like, mine is physically demanding.
Right.
Hers is mental. So I don't come through like, hey, I don't expect dinner to be made. I don't expect this, that, and the third to be clean or whatever. I'm kind of like more lenient towards it. And it'd be like, all right, I'll get it done myself or whatever. But
no, Drea, if you come home, you got a house full of people there, she'd be like, J-Mo, go order them sub sandwiches.
No. No. I ain't gonna lie. And I know this is
safe space. Slapping, though. I like them sub sandwiches though.
And I know that she's probably listening. The only thing that my beef is about is after a hard day or whatever, I come home, some shit, and I gotta sit up here. It's walk the dog. My nigga, I just came off for work where I done carried mail. And you expect me to walk this dog? And then it'd be like at the worst times. Like, it'll be like, if you catch me, if I straight come in from work, all right. But I'd have been chilling for about a half hour to an hour, right. Or I'm getting ready for this podcast. I done took a shower. It's 7:45, 8 o'clock. Can you walk the dog? Nigga. What was this nigga at 5:36 o'clock?
He wasn't ready to go out again. He was waiting.
No, that nigga was ready to go out then. But it is what it is. I still do it. Keep peace and all that other shit. So,
all right, Sam, what's your love language?
Paying the goddamn bills.
Dog.
Hey, Sam, Sophia said, hers is money.
But to be real with you, man, I'm a Cancer, so unfortunately, man, my love language is acts of service, definitely, and I'm into the physical touch. I don't have to do that public affection and shit like that. But yeah, my big ass want to cuddle at night before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
I do, you like know. Shit. But you know, it's me. It's who I am, man. You know. But what I like to receive as an act of service, appreciation. That's the best. It might not be one of the five love languages, but appreciate what I do, when I do it, when I can do it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to jump up and down like my dog do when I come through the door and shit, but say, hey, how was your fucking day? You know, shit like that, man. That's mine. You know, and yeah, give me a kiss and a little bit more too. Shit, you know.
Get it, fam.
You know?
He said, crank my diesel engine up. Hey.
So when you know, crank it off.
So J-Mo said his is physical touch. He struggles with that because he never really saw his parents really do
No, mine's not physical touch.
No, I'm saying you struggle with physical touch.
Yeah, I struggle with physical touch, yeah.
Right. So you struggle with physical touch because your parent, you never really saw your parents do all that. What are some other, what about you, Tony? Like, what's something that you might struggle with?
It's not a struggle, but my love language is quality time. I think that's very important because we are always busy. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of us got a lot of shit that's going on, but we make time for the things that we want. So having that quiet time just along with that individual, that is, to me, is the best thing for me when it comes to love language. Give me some time.
Okay.
Hey, but like you said, man, that part is hard because all of us are in multiple organizations, and these organizations and work and everything else takes up a lot of our time. So quality
time
it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. Like,
in a relationship, like you have to make time for your mate. Like, no matter how busy that you are, you got to spend that time, because if you don't spend that time, then they spend the time with somebody else.
And true story. So going into that. So like speaking of which, in the dating world, right? J-Mo, of course, before you were married, Sam, before you know what I'm saying, we're married.
Oh,
you know,
we gotta get Scott. We done forgot about Scott. Damn,
dude. Oh yeah.
No, we ain't forget about Scott since they said shit.
Man, hey, I'm just listening. I'm taking it all in. I think I might be the youngest one on here right now.
For sure.
You know, I'm only 33, so and I ain't never been married yet. So,
okay,
you know, but my the hardest thing for me, and it's kind of what they call it, a catch 22.
Mm-hmm.
It's the acts of affirmation compared to the communication part.
Okay,
I'm either doing one or the other, and not giving one enough attention.
Gotcha.
Exactly. Because I feel like, I don't know, Sam might be older than me. I might be the oldest. But, like,
Sam,
we do so much. And as men, we figure, like, if it's not with our wives, it's with whoever we dating. We can't be laxative or whatever, because when it's laxative, they're going to say a lax man is a broke man. So we always got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. And it's like, and we can only take the experience from our fathers, our grandfathers, our uncles, especially that's way older than us. It was just like, hey, yo, we just work or whatever. Whatever feelings we got, bottle that shit in. And it's not even say deal with it later. It's just like bottle that shit in. We just work. We work till we about 60 something, collect the pension, help our kids or whatever. Then we die.
We got some comments going in. A few folks said that the dating pool has pee in it. And somebody said, dude, I don't. Listen, if you are treading in that type of dating pool, then you need to go upstream. You need to change locations and stop pooling in the same area that your friends pool
in. True story.
Or you just got too many people that you done dated in that same pool, and now you feel like ain't nobody else there. So find another place. Find another pool.
That's all what right. Will just said. What up, Will?
Yeah, what up, my guy Willie? What up, though? Paulo King.
Exactly. All right, so gentlemen, some things that women do that turns you off. And this conversation, we're not going to keep it cute. We need to keep it raw.
Keep it G.
Out there, no holds bar.
Ooh, let's go in. I'm married, so I'm out this conversation.
This motherfucker.
I'm busy right now.
Hold up. I'll talk about before I got married. Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Listen, one of the things for me is always the entitlement, right? Mm-hmm. Women feeling entitled to so much shit. And that's the shit that really, you know what I'm saying, will really get under my skins because, and I'll even take it back to when I was younger. I remember I was dating this one particular young lady. We went to the movies, right? And instead of asking me like, hey, you know, are you going to get something from the concession stand or, you know, are you hungry or anything like that? She hopped her little happy ass into the concession stand line, right? So I'm thinking like, okay, you about to go get you some concessions. Cool. I go to the bathroom. When I come out, she looking at me, expecting me to pay for it. And I'm like, now, granted, fortunately, you know, at that time, I already had the talk of, you know, whenever you ask somebody out, you got to be prepared to pay for anything. True story. Absolutely. However, you have to also, as a woman, you have to think about it from this perspective of like, all right, you don't know what my plans are. Maybe we want to go to dinner afterwards. And now, okay, you might not even want to do that now because now you done loaded up on nachos or a whole bag of popcorn or whatever the case may be. And or the fact that you just didn't consider my pockets. Like you didn't ask me. You just automatically volunteer my wallet. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, wait a minute.
You can't get two Coney dogs and shit at the concession stand?
You can if you ask me, you know what I'm saying? But don't just arbitrarily just automatically assume, just like women don't like for us to assume to do shit like, oh, just because we went out, that doesn't entitle you to, okay, well, the same goes, you know what I mean? Like, don't try to count the change in my pocket just because, especially if you don't know what my plans are. At least
bring that big ass purse.
Bring it up. stop my family dollars. Yeah, you know I mean, so that was one of them. And then the other one, oh my God, this is a big one, is like not having any fucking manners, yo. Like, once again, I'm at the movie. Ooh, this is with a completely different woman. I'm at a completely different movie with a chick, and she's talking throughout the movie. Now we ain't paid to hear your director's commentary.
Oh, I hate that.
So now she's talking through this movie that no one has seen. The people in front of us have moved away from us, and I know why. And I told her, I said, look, if you keep talking, you know what I'm saying? Like, and she's like, or what? Why? You're going to learn the motherfucking today. So I left at the show. I actually, when I was like, I got to go to the bathroom, and I left her at the theater.
Man, I will tell you a story. Man, I will tell you a story. Oh, shit. All right, no shit watching. This was years before her. I went.
I'll be on the divorce report by Monday, next Monday, dog.
Dog. Listen. Because I know she's going to ask me about this shit after the show is over. So we're going to have bonus content. We're going to like 1 o'clock in the morning, nigga.
My side door open, know, man. It's a blank
when I know for you, J-Mo. When I know she's asleep.
You done already had this conversation with Drea. She know.
No, the still on this one.
So. Opinions of this show does not express the values of their marriage.
No. One time, I went out of town with this chick. We kind of wasn't dating. We was kind of seeing each other. Whatever.
Don't say it.
But she was so rude or whatever. She was so rude to like staff, all this shit, restaurant staff. My nigga, I went and booked a whole different hotel room. Mm-hmm. Whatever, because she was so rude. Or whatever. That I stayed in this hotel room. I changed my flight. Or whatever. All this other shit. My thing is, I can't stand a rude ass female that complains about the simplest shit that could just be talked about. Or whatnot. Like I said, it got to the point where I changed my room. I changed my flight.
Mm-hmm.
All this shit, I done ghosted. I ghosted her the whole rest of the trip. Like, it was like about a 5-6 day trip. I think I spent like 3 days and said I had a emergency or whatever. Went back home. I'm still in the same city.
Hold permission.
I'm just going out on my own, chilling, man. What
you
I can't
be stand, catch your ass out.
Well, I can't stand. You know what? If you're not satisfied with the service, I can understand, because we all been satisfied with some type of service.
But there's a polite way of
My point is, your point exactly. There's a way to display it,
right,
or whatnot, and the way that she was displaying it, I wasn't with it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't talk shit before I get my food either, man.
Oh,
exactly. Back the fuck up.
Right.
Like, you ain't about to have somebody spit. You ain't about to have spit in my burger because
J-Mo, especially if she's not paying for it. You know what I'm saying? If you're dissatisfied with the food, just politely put your napkin over it and keep sipping your damn wine or cocktail, you know, but don't
get
that before my shit come out so that, you know, somebody mashed potatoes, you know, wait to get that in the end.
Right. I'm expecting mayo on my burger and everything, and I see some liquid on top of my mayo and shit.
Ew.
That's disgusting. Hey,
with little air bubbles.
Scouts with the air bubbles. What about you, Sam? What's something you can't stand, bro?
I'm like J-Mo, a rude chick, dude. I just can't stand it. I can't stand an uppity chick who think you too good to be where I brought you. Damn it, I can only take you where I go. Shit. You ain't want to go, stay your ass at home. Just don't be rude. That's what I'm saying. You know?
Let me be the bougie nigga.
Hey, to that point though, this is one. So I'm glad you brought that up, Sam. So one of my things is this, right? It really overcooks my grits when you ask a woman, right? Like, okay, like you get to know her, you're trying to have a conversation. It's like, okay, you know, what do you like? Blah blah blah. So you want to take her out on this day, and you ask her, what do you like to eat? Like, what's some, you know? And she's like, well, I don't care where we go. I don't care where we go. All right. So then when you finally take her someplace, and then you watch the body language, like, are we going here? Oh, I thought we was gonna go somewhere. Or, well, I don't really eat this. Okay, fine. What about this? I don't eat that either. Or I don't eat this. Okay, you know what? Listen, if you're not gonna tell me or give me the ballpark, like, you don't have to tell me specifically, but give me a round so I can now start to figure out, okay, hey, this was in my budget, this is where we're gonna go, blase splee. But you know, this whole I can't figure out what I want, like, I'm hungry, but I don't want that. I'm hungry, but I don't want that. But you say you don't care where we go, so which one is it?
Gigs, you gotta stop dealing with Coney Island and food truck bitches.
Or bitches that deal with Sonic.
That part.
Listen, it wasn't even that. And that's the crazy thing.
Whole meal off of Grubhub, okay?
That's the thing, because they bougie, though. That's the crazy part about it. They want me to go to Jay Alexander's.
And it's like, that's Jay Alexander's when you paying. When they paying, they can supersize at White Castles, bro.
But that's that bullshit.
Right. Listen. You get them chicken rings and shit. Be like,
you know what I'm saying? Off your money, I got Jay Alexander taste.
Now listen, you got some of them women, they, you know, not Jay Alexander skill. They'll go there and order some dumb shit that they can get at Sonic.
I need to take a sip on that one,
dog. Going to Jay Alexander and straight up, hey, y'all got that Tito's and cranberry?
Right.
Like you at the Sky Bar.
I could have took you to the office.
Right. There you go. Right.
Wings there and fry them hard. Put that lemon pepper. I know y'all got some back there.
It's a ranch and hot sauce.
You got ranch and hot sauce and barbecue mix. Dog. Scott, what about you?
Man, I'm gonna tell you this, and you know, like I said before, you know, I ain't married, but in dealing with relationships with women, my biggest pet peeve is you complaining about something, and then I fix it and I do it, and you say, like, about it, then why did you say something?
Yeah.
That'd be my biggest thing. Look at Sam, like, yeah, you do something and then complain about, but didn't give a suggestion on what to do.
Well, not even giving a suggestion, but I attempt to fix it, and when I do fix it, you like, well, why you want to do it now? You like, oh, because you said, because you said it was an issue.
You breaking up. You got that.
So I could have kept doing what I did about it.
I can hear you now. Scott, you fucking up.
Oh yeah,
the show with that raggedy ass phone.
Man, hey man, I'm trying my best, man. You caught me off guard, you know.
It's all right. We're gonna do a GoFundMe page. We need to get Scott.
God damn.
Hey. I'm gonna send the link in the chat.
Yo, do my man Scott man.
Hey, trust me. I need all my funds. I need all funds.
Oh, I'll get a raise for you in the next 20 minutes. We got you.
Say less.
You know, I really wanted to do a show too. This was going to be another show. Women with, like, you going to their house in that bathroom, hair in the sink, panties in the shower.
Man.
My only problem with that is you knew I was coming. If that's how you chill every day, that's on you. But you invite me over, and you got your drawers hanging from the shower. They was probably bloomers. You got this raggedy ass hair all in the sink. How am I supposed to wash my hands? You know what I'm saying? Then you talking about my sink clogged up. No shit.
Edge control all over the damn place. Bro, I done been in some situations, man. Like, and it's crazy because it always comes from women you never expect it from.
Right.
Like, when you see them out in the world, they be put together, you know what I'm saying? They have such a certain air about them, and then you get over to the spot and you like, I know you fucking lying to me.
Like, you on some bullshit.
I know you motherfucking lying to me. Like, who the fuck lives here? The goddamn Tasmanian devil? Like, out of sight, Jesus. I'm for real. This be bothering me.
Listen, let me move the clothes off the bed and put it on the floor.
Hey, she live with the super.
Bruh. You just be like, man, you can't. How do you come out the how? How? Especially like when she was older than me. She's been married, like all this type of stuff. And I'm like, yo, you.
That was the point. She has been. That nigga was smart enough to get the fuck on.
God damn. And I'm just like, when I got to step over shit and. Nah, dog.
Nah, what's the worst was I was dating this one female, man. She would always like blow dry her hair, man. I was like, hold on, dog. Why is there hair on the shower curtain? I'm like, nigga, the sink. I'm like, my nigga, the sink is about three to 5 feet away from the shower. How's some hair flying into the shower and shit?
Man, listen, you can get over to the whole sink full of dishes. Ain't nothing been washed. Like, it's just.
Hold on, I ain't gonna lie, low key. I can't get over. Hey, you thought, well, matter of fact, that me dealing with a chick with the wire hangers was petty? Nigga, sink full of dishes?
That's petty.
A sink full of dishes might be the worst, because I'd be like, God damn. I'm like, shit, I'll wash these motherfuckers for you. Shit.
Right. I've done it. Bro, like, I'm a team player, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I don't know if you was sick last week and you ain't had a scrimp or nothing. Like, I don't know what your situation was, but listen, what can't happen is you over here trying to, you know, saying you want me to drop some dick off, and now I gotta
watch look at that science project in the fucking kitchen.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, you know what I'm saying, I walk in, you know, it smell a little funny in here, like.
You gotta walk
in. Dog. It's optical course just to get to the bedroom.
I'm on double dare. I'm over here like I'm on Legend of the fucking Hidden Temple or some shit. Like, I'm American Gladiators climbing over stuff, pole vault.
Hold on, you washing them dishes with some washing powder.
On top of some
trend. Hey, you fucking it with that spray dawn, nigga. Fuck that shit. Not regular dawn.
Wake up the kids,
man. Because you know what? Because here's the thing, though. Because when women come over our house, oh, they become Inspector fucking Gadget. They going through your medicine cabinet. They trying to see what kind of pills you on. They googling your shit. They behind your toilet to see. I ain't bullshit. Then they be behind your toilet trying to see if you really clean all the way behind there. Like, and I ain't mad at them. I get it. You want to see what type of dude you dealing with? Cool. Right. House or never. If you're gonna be doing that at my spot, please make sure your crib is all the way together. That's all I'm saying. Oh, let's just do that, please.
Glad I don't have to deal with this shit no more.
And please, for the love of God, don't invite nobody over your house. You got roaches, or little critters.
Oh man, then they look at it like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You
hit that roach. It'll be all right.
Man, listen, listen, we didn't see some shit now. We didn't see some shit, man. But yeah, I think that when you're dating, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are flags and things you need to really look at, because like Sam said, like, if this is how you get down on a regular, like, you invited me over here and you was cool with this.
Right.
Like, you made a conscientious effort to call me and say, hey, why don't you come by? And you know your shit look like downtown Baghdad. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Hey, hold on. Somebody said in the comment, you'll still go over there and hit it.
Yeah, I just looked in the comments. Someone said,
in my younger days, sure. In my younger days, absolutely.
Hey, I looked at the comments and just said, like, dudes will still hit even when they know they nasty. When they know she nasty. No, I won't. Hey.
We grown now.
I'm bougie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we grown now. This different. Like,
hey, yeah, I'm bougie as hell. I know if your shit is dirty as fuck. I remember one time, I think I was about 18 or 19, nigga. I rode my bike over a chick crib.
These comments is killing me. They is killing me, dog.
Hey, I rode my bike over a chick's crib. When I seen a roach, nigga, I got the fuck up out of there, nigga. I'm like, hell no.
Corey, hey, he said, the world on. Got roaches?
Corey said, you got hit with the shoes on. Hey, that's how dudes end up fucking with Tim's. That's exactly it.
Exactly, yo.
We're not always for the grip. Shit.
My nigga said, I'm not gonna slide tonight. Just leave my shoes on. I might have to do something.
Right. For leverage.
Hey, yeah. if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready.
True story. Hey, Scott, you gotta shake, rattle, and roll on your way out, bro.
Man. You gotta take your clothes off as soon as you get in the house and put them in the bag. Like,
man, I gotta get the porch for a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want to get straight in the car, y'all. You look up right. The next morning, you have a nigga riding to work with you. Big brown roach, nigga.
With no gas money.
This the revelation of gigs. How do y'all feel about women being late?
I expect.
I can't stand that shit.
It pisses me off.
I hate it, but I expect.
I lied to you about the time on purpose. I knew you to be ready at 8 because it started at 9:30. But I don't feel leaving until 9. So at 9:15, when you still not ready, we extra late in my eyes.
Hey, my nigga, I'm married. We supposed to be somewhere by a certain time, and she not ready. All right, we just driving two cars. Meet me there.
Man, straight that's up. An easy way to kill it.
Easy fix. There you go. Easy fix.
All right. This is another question out of the Book of Gigs.
We have to buy Book of Gigs tonight.
Hey, man, listen. Yeah. Listen. Listen. It gets you together. Get you right.
It gets you together. All right. How do you feel about, okay, if you dating someone, would you pay for a babysitter for her kids, not your kids, just to go on a date?
If I had it like that, and I really don't know. If I had her like that and I really wanted to take her out, sure. I mean, that is a flex move. That is a flex move.
I think
now,
I think
is it should be expected? Absolutely not. Them your motherfucking children, you lifted them legs up for them. I ain't do it. So listen, if I do it, it's because, you know, I really wanted to try to kick it with you. And I'm showing you that. Now, just don't make that the expectation.
All right, another verse out of the Book of Gigs, Sam and Scott. How do y'all feel about women that have more male friends than female friends?
You fucking at least that's, two.
Damn.
I you know what? I can't. I got a lot of female friends, man. So I can't sit here and be a hypocrite. Like Scott said, they fucking at least two of them.
At least two of them.
Or at least got them on stand. Or at least got them on standby.
Hey, Scott, but that's their best friends, though.
Okay.
I'm your best friend. We in this together.
Sitting in this together.
Yeah, but nah. I mean, I have a lot of female friends. Now I understand the dynamic of, you know, having female friends being of the opposite sex, but you can being someone who's had females that I've dealt with and had, you know, had a significant other, you know who dealt with who.
How so?
You see how they interact with each other. You see how they interact with each other. It's body that at that point it's body language. You see what's said and what's not said.
You got to give us an example.
Well, like somebody told me once before, if you sit back and watch, you'll see who's who and what's what.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you got to listen. You ain't got to throw any accusations out. Just listen to the context. Listen to the body. Like I said, the body language, how they move.
Eat the room, huh?
The level of comfortability. If this could be your best friend, but if I'm your man, we shouldn't be on the same level.
it depends on how long y'all been together too. Because it's like if you just became her nigga, then it's like, okay, the best friend's gonna have a one up on you because he's been around longer.
And that's what I'm saying. It's the situation because, like I said, I'm not married. So.
Yeah, it's situation. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not even married, but it's just like. Like this, and for example, like, you know, most of us in here are in the order. So it's like we got sisters that we've been around forever in a day. So like if I was to bring somebody around, like they might think I'd have messed with all of them. It's like, no, nah, because I just we've had that bond for like so long.
Hey, I was about to say, don't use that example.
You can't use that example.
Because motherfuckers in the order think that someone slept with everybody, though.
Well, that's let me not. Let me not go down that path.
How many times I've heard my name up in rumors or got accused and I haven't?
Exactly.
To be honest, it's a touchy situation and all you can do is hope to not be right in that situation. Like, you'd be like, I might think that, but I hope that's not the situation. And that's based off of trust. That's not the biggest thing when it comes to first man.
What'd you say, Tony?
You need to follow your first man. There was someone that I was in a conversation. They said that they didn't like women that was too open-minded.
It ain't the mind that I'm worried about being open. It's the legs, nigga.
that's the main thing. That's what you gotta worry about.
This damn Glenn Levitt talking, boy.
Oh man, yeah, that Glenn. And he's like Jay-Z. When I get nervous, I start telling the truth.
So this is my final book of gigs verse. All right, and this is really nasty. So if his kids are here, y'all need to kind of exit left. How do you feel when you getting ready to get on with a woman and she's playing with herself with a rose?
Don't bother me, none.
Hey, don't bother me, man. Look at God.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Okay.
You ain't getting no more than 7.5 minutes out of me anyway.
Which it damn. Is.
So knock yourself out.
But she's right. getting more pleasure out of that than you.
I won't know until I stop.
But them be the ones, I ain't gonna lie, them be the ones who use their toys or whatever, like, every single day, went to the point where he desensitized their shit, where dick ain't gonna do them no good anyway.
they tired when they done. They
right.
they, go ahead, start without me. We'll finish together. Go ahead. I'm telling you, it's okay.
Letitia Brown, she says 7.5 minutes. That's all it's gonna take with her rolls. 7.5 minutes.
Hey, look, hey, she timed it. She looked at the time. She said, I'm going to start right now.
Hey, it's like what Bernie Mac said in Kings of Comedy. Like, that's all I'm giving you. That's all I got.
He said, you better get yours before I get mine. That's all I can tell you.
Go to sleep and busting up so but we can go to sleep.
I got something for him, though, man. You tell me I come too quick. Damn it, you came too late. We started at the same time.
Damn, not
damn, damn.
Hey, and that's why we always late. Shit.
You know?
Shit. You come late to everything. Damn.
Everything.
But no, low key, it could be what when I looked on the House of Scene group, it's something that Giggs posted. I think it might have been today. No. It might have even been with Giggs. It was what somebody else posted. My man was talking about, and it's kind of when females, this is one of the devil standards that females can get off.
Mm-hmm.
When they said, like, when a man busts quick or whatever, he's on ED and all this other stuff. And if a guy don't get off, like, it might be the woman, but she won't admit that. He said it could be something about, like, your nutrition and all this other shit, like, could be that as well. But women got that one up.
I ain't never thought about.
It's kind of one of them double standards.
Hey, I just got a question for the ladies.
About my calories when I was fucking a bitch.
You did exactly. What?
I said I ain't never thought about my calories when I was fucking a chick.
Oh. Like my man was talking about. I'm gonna find it. My man was talking about. Well, like, shit, if this dick don't get hard or whatever, it could be your nutrition. Like, if you eating hamburgers and not eating watermelon or pineapple or drinking water or whatever, and if he can't get up, she's going to say, oh, nigga, you need a honey pack or you need some ED pills or whatever, and it might just be you. Shit.
Hey, you know what's so funny? So I worked at a liquor store last summer, and niggas come and buy honey packs like they try to buy dime bags. They were like, they send that girl around the whole store, but nigga, hey, put it in the bag, or slot it in the receipt. Like, you need this already? It'd be crazy to me. Like, what's going on? Like, what did you do?
Nigga, I'm 49 years old. If it take me some help, I will buy it. I don't care. My mama's standing there. Mama, order me a pack of Newports and one of them honey packs. I don't care. I got shit to do when I leave here. I ain't ashamed of that shit, dude. I'm 49, dude. I'm fat, overweight. I drink with you motherfuckers all the goddamn week, nigga. Sometimes I need some help. Fuck that. See, that's what brothers' problems is. Y'all too busy trying to hide shit and be ashamed. And then your ass end up home wishing you had a fucking rose. Damn that, Gina.
Damn.
Need a honey man. Need all that shit.
That's what I'm saying, man. Niggas worry about trying to hit it for 45 minutes straight. Nah, nigga.
Man, please.
Like, she don't even want it for 45 minutes straight.
Richard Pryor told y'all, how about we make love for 20 minutes and fall into a deep coma-like sleep? That sound better to me.
Damn. Well, that, fellas, this is going to end the show.
Damn, we've been on our own already.
Yeah, and I'm thinking on business.
We want to definitely thank our guests for popping in on the conversation. Scott, Big Sam, we love y'all so much for coming on to the show.
Danielle, don't worry about what a honey pack is. You don't need one.
you can feel better, sis.
Right, appreciate you worry y'all about getting over the Rona, but like I ask a woman this question: which is better, your coochie or your cooking?
That we're gonna say that for the next show.
I want to come to the next one.
So they already know
which one I'm gonna eat first.
Okay, okay.
Giggs gonna kick it off. All right, Jamon Giggs, we about to sign off. Everybody, thank you for joining in to Let's Talk About It podcast. We're going to put the link out there. We need y'all to get our shirts, show some love and support for the show. See us next time, same place, same time, right? On Tuesday at 9 p.m. All right, we out.